Coffee growers the world over contend with a voracious pest called the coffee berry borer. The small beetle causes an estimated $500 million in damage annually. About 6 years ago, coffee researchers in Colombia contacted Cornell University plant biologist Joss Rose.
They're trying to understand how the berry borer insect, how this beetle drills its way into the coffee bean.
If they could figure that out, Rose explains, they felt they could find a way to stop it. He had developed some scientific tools the Colombian researchers thought might help. Working together, Rose says they discovered that the insect produces proteins in its gut that break down the main kind of sugar, or carbohydrate, that the coffee plant uses to store energy. Those sugars are called mannans, and the proteins that break it down are called mannanases.
So we thought, aha, this is interesting. This looks like a potential mechanism. If this thing can have mannanases in its gut, it can digest the carbohydrates and chew its way in.
Rose says there was just one problem.
Insects don't seem to have mannanases. So we came across no other example in the literature or any of the DNA sequence databases of an insect that has a mannanase.
Insects may not have these proteins, but the bacteria that live in their guts do. Bacteria help all kinds of creatures, from insects to humans, digest their food. Rose and his colleagues thought maybe what they were seeing was just bacterial contamination.
We confirmed through a number of different techniques that no, in fact, this gene actually is in the genome of the insect, and yet has all the signatures, all the sequence that looks exactly like a bacterial gene.
How that bacterial gene got into the insect's genetic material, or genome, is not clear, though Rose and his colleagues have a few ideas to test. They think the beetle acquired the bacterial gene after humans domesticated the coffee bush and began growing it in larger plantations. With all those coffee beans around, Rose says,
anything that has a mannanase that allows it to drill into its bean will be at an enormous selective advantage.
It certainly has been an advantage for the coffee berry borer. It lives on nothing but coffee beans. Yale University evolutionary biologist Nancy Moran says these kinds of gene transfers may be rare but important events that help organisms adapt to new environments. Just a few years ago, she and her colleagues were studying another plant pest, the aphid. Aphids produce colored chemicals that serve as camouflage and sunscreen. Moran says they discovered that the genes for the proteins that make those chemicals came from a fungus.
You know, there's a tendency when people find something that seems very unusual and strange at first, often it does turn out that it's not that unusual and that it's actually more widespread.
It's unclear just how widespread it is. Moran says she does not know of any cases farther up the food chain of genes jumping from microbes to mammals, for example. But for the coffee berry borer, at least, a little bacterial DNA seems to have made all the difference. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.